Hi, everyone. My name is Connor, and I will be your GM where or whenever you happen to be.
Hey, guys. It's Renee. I'm playing O, the Mesmerist.
Hey, I'm Lewis, and I will be playing Delavon Geshra, our human Undock fighter.
Hey everyone, this is Jack playing Fjolkin Folks, the Cypra and Sorcerer.
Five of you are just before the Alpine territory begins at Gonkrim Pass, that transition between heavily forested areas into more rocky outcroppings. The celestial occurrence, which happens as you guys are coming down the mountain, stops you guys in your tracks. All of you look towards each other, looking for some kind of reassurance, but even the foreigner among you doesn't seem to recognize this omen. The wind continues to whip, and the rain pelts against your guys' faces, the cold biting at your ears and your tips of your nose. How would you guys like to proceed from here? Archaea seems determined to get off of this mountain.
I think that's the best plan of action. I think we need to force march to Dolva, if I recall correctly.
I agree. We need to get moving.
And that means fortitude checks, boys.
Yeah, we're exhausted.
Fuck's sakes. But I feel so rejuvenated because of Jolkin's fancy abilities.
Jolkins are O's. Like, my God, dude's turning into the Matrix.
I made the tribemen carry me this whole time, so I'm good.
Yeah.
That's actually a good point, though. I was just thinking, Connor, the prisoner is also going to have to make forced march checks.
Sure is.
I don't like it when he already knows, because that means he's prepared for it.
If he does pass out, I think we'll just grab like a bedroll or something like that, tie it to a rope and throw him on there. Tuck him in. Or we could toboggan down on him. That would be a lot of fun.
We need to baby him like a little bird, or just use him as a human sled. I don't care.
Toboggan time!
It's only been about 15 minutes since your last encounter up on top of the hill there. Is there anything you guys want to do with this foreigner, this individual? He's just been following behind, not saying anything, and he refuses to meet your gaze.
That's fine, as long as he'll move. He's bound and gagged.
I'm going to do my best to walk behind, ready on my sword.
I think I'm going to stay beside him. I think I'll actually bring my rope out as well and tie a little knot around his waist so that he can't get away even if he tries.
Archaea's at the front?
Archaea's at the front.
That's perfect. Cool. I have zero survivability.
I want to be in the middle.
Exactly.
Oh, it's just like, yes, yes, this is where I thrive.
Hold my hand, mommy.
You guys continue your hike down the switchbacks, the weather continuing to become more and more unfavorable as the cold continues to sting and the wind and the rain continue to whip violently. After an hour of travel, Archaea is shouting back to you, just hang on, and now we need to bunker down here because things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. All of you are feeling the strain in your knees. Every single step, your legs quiver. That exhaustion, as if you're about to just collapse and give out. As Archaea is yelling this out, the rope goes taut. From behind you, Jolkin, he has stopped.
Oh, shit.
He is standing there, He's looking at the ground. This man looks broken, and you haven't even done anything.
He's not hurt in any way, correct?
He doesn't seem to be in any physical pain.
Okay. I'm gonna pull out my winter blanket and drape it around his shoulders. I'll kind of like put it up to him as if like, do you want this? Like, are you cold?
As you go to approach him, he backs up the hill, keeping the rope taut, staying away from you.
Oh, fuck this. All right.
I get my sword half out of its sheath. Kind of like, hey, whoa, what's going on here?
I'm going to put the blanket away and I'm going to pull out one of my water skins. And I'm going to hand it his way. I uncork it and I pour out maybe an ounce.
You hand out the water skin. He doesn't seem to notice. He starts to breathe heavy, as if he's working himself up to do something.
Okay, at this point, Connor, I'm going to try to be really subtle about this. As I'm kind of got the water skin in my one hand, fucking yank the rope down and try to drop him to his knees.
Roll an athletics check.
Natural one.
Oh.
What a great way to start act one.
Yulkin, you pull on the rope, but he's ready for it. He wraps his wrist around the rope and pulls back on you. You slip in the mud, falling down to your knees. As the man opens his arms and his chest up to the sky and shouts something in his native language towards the heavens. And then he bites down hard on something. Blood begins to rhythmically spurt from his mouth.
Ew. I'm gonna try to get back up while he's doing this.
You scramble back to your feet. He falls to his knees, spitting out a chunk of meat or something. Blood begins pouring down his chin, dripping off of his face.
I'm gonna take this moment to try to knock him the fuck out so that I can actually operate on him, because I don't think he's gonna let me. So I'm gonna punch him in the head.
Make an attack roll.
I get an unnatural 20.
Yeah, it hits.
4 damage.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna go over and pick up the chunk of meat slash tongue. And hold on to it.
You hit him hard in the face, and he goes down, not fully unconscious, but reeling from the blow, and blood's continuously pooling out of his mouth. He begins choking on his back.
I'm going to roll him into the recovery position, and I'm going to tell Del to open his mouth for me, and I'm going to pull out my medicine kit.
Yeah, I get in there, and I tilt his head back, open up the jaw a bit.
Yulkin, roll a medicine check. And you two gentlemen may support him with a secondary medicine roll, if you wish.
Pull out my needle and whatnot. I got a 23.
And how about you there? Delevon?
A 15.
Yulkin, you scramble to try and slow the bleeding and fix this problem. But as Delevon opens up his mouth, and you manage to get a little bit of a look at the wound. It doesn't look great. It's dark out here. You can barely see what's going on. Never mind the wind and the rain and the muck and him struggling.
All right, that's okay. He's unconscious, correct? Or unconscious enough. Is there any twigs or anything near that I can kind of jam into his back molar, kind of illuminate it?
You manage to get some light in there, but the tongue has been bitten off so far back that
I can't even reach, eh?
You don't even know how to slow the bleeding here right now.
I know how to slow the bleeding. I'm going to cast a cantrip. I'm going to use produce flame.
That's cool.
Going to sear his tongue with my fingertips.
Oh, that sucks so much.
The howling that happens on this mountaintop during this procedure is unnerving. The man screams as you sear the wound shut. You manage to slow the bleeding substantially. You fear he will not make it through the night.
Then we better get somebody into his head pretty quick here. I look at O.
I'll give it a shot. Who was he shouting out to? Do I recognize a name?
You don't recognize any of the language coming from this individual.
But I can assume it was to a god.
It felt something in that sense, like it was a spiritual affirmation of sorts.
I act quickly then. I soul snare him.
Roll a spell attack roll.
9.
Oh, You attempt to grab hold of this individual's soul, to see into it. You begin grasping at it, and you start to see the strings. Just as you're about to pass that threshold and look into memories, you start to feel everything fade away. You attempt to claw back anything you can, but the harder you try and hold on to this, the quicker it unravels and slips away from you. You are back on the side of the mountain. You're holding the individual, realizing now that he has just passed.
I slap him in the face. How dare you die?
I healed this douchebag for nothing.
Arkea speaks up behind you guys. She says, well, that was worthless.
I just say nothing. You kidding me?
At least now we can move faster.
I'm gonna search his body, Connor. See if he has any tools or anything like that on him.
22.
Yolkin, you search the body through and through, being extra careful to make sure that any pockets you find, you reach right to the bottoms and ensure that there is nothing left hidden. You don't find much. There's no coin on this person. There are several different tools, but nothing that jumps out at you. The odd utensil or hunting knife, always made from bone.
I'll take the hunting knife made from bone.
If you don't mind, I'll take the utensil.
You go right ahead, man.
It's a spork.
Perfect.
All right, the only other thing that you find, Yolkin, two separate bags of rations. The first is a type of pemmican, which you would probably eat. The second looks to be like chunks of gristle and trimmings, fat.
Fat, hey?
Maybe he was feeding the animals. I'm making sure he didn't leave a bread trail.
As you trace the dead man's steps up the switchbacks the way you came, you catch just a small sight of red in between two of his footprints. So you go digging down into it, you find a small piece of gristle in the snow. And as you continue making your way up the switchback, searching for more, lo and behold, another. And then another, just a little ways up from that. And as you look up and you scan up above the hill, just where the mountain begins to crest up above the switchbacks, you get an eerie feeling.
I look to O.
Shit, boys. We're potentially being followed.
There's more wolves, I'd say. Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
We need to throw off the scent.
Arkea shouts from below. She says, what'd you guys find up there?
More gristle.
Oh. It's when a noise originates from up on top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. It's like a chuffing noise.
Okay, boys, we got a bear. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Can I replicate that chuffing sound?
You can try.
Oh.
I'm going to do it very quietly, though.
A baby chuff?
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is not going to end well.
Delavon and Yolkin look over to their no-mouth friend. You can see that he's beginning to play with something in his hands. When you go to look at what that exactly is, you don't actually see anything at all. It's at this point that you realize that O is manipulating the air as a small, somewhere between a toot and a chuff, emanates from between his hands. A look of shock and surprise and then excitement comes from O.
I did it.
Be like, but like deeper and angrier, like you're a bigger bear.
But we don't want to draw him to us.
Oh yeah, maybe he'd want to fight. Yeah, don't do that.
Make it sound like a lady playmate bear.
Please don't.
I don't want to fuck him.
Yo, it's a boy bear.
We gotta go.
Yeah, I want to get the fuck out of here.
Give me the bag with the meat. What I was planning on doing was shooting it all over to the sides and behind as we're going forward.
try to divert.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to start shooting as far as I can.
Just slingshots of gristle?
Yeah. Not from the path we came from, but like off 90 degrees from the trail. I'll disassemble my slingshot after I've distributed the meat and then toss the leather.
As we're coming down the hill, I'm going to like whisper yell to Archaea.
Fucking force march. I say we get the fuck off this mountain ASAP.
It's 11 at night. You're only 2 hours out from Dovla. But all of that is force march.
And you're saying that the storm's too powerful. I can't cast light. It won't help. It'll just reflect upon us, eh?
Yeah, you know when you put your high beams on in the fog?
You know it. You know it. On a bad snowstorm, you high beam and it's just like, ah!
Is how bad is the storm getting?
It doesn't seem to be getting worse, but it's not letting up.
Yeah, probably single file's the best way to go, honestly. I'll take up the back just in case that bear decides to come fuck us up.
I'm happy to be more in the middle now with all.
It's the place to be.
Yeah, man.
The three of you push hard. Fortitude checks, please.
It's not a three, I'll tell you that.
18.
19.
Nice.
I got a 16.
No one's too tired just yet. After an hour's of forced march, you are all exhausted, but you are able to press on. But I'll get another fortitude check from everybody.
Oh no. This was supposed to be quick and easy. I got a 21.
That's a nat one. I can't do it, Captain. My body just won't go.
Delavon, you're feeling all right after this last hour as you guys begin walking into Dovla. Yolkin, right at the end of the hike, as the switchbacks slow down and the path straightens out, you're rounding the corner when you slip on some muck and you bash your knee pretty hard against the side of a rock, taking one damage.
Decent.
This creates problems for O, who's right behind you.
Oh, shit. I bet.
So, Yolkin, you slide down the bank quite a way, smash your knee on a rock, and land right in front of O, who tries to stop but then slips and falls over top of you and lands face first into the muck, bending over very awkwardly. Oh, you're going to take 2 points of non-lethal damage.
I'm going to get back up, and I'm going to help O to his feet if I can.
You guys are covered in mud. Coal is fuck. But another 10 minutes or so later, the four of you are walking back into Dovla. You can see plumes of smoke coming out of the chimneys, and you can anticipate the warmth ahead of you guys.
And we're like after midnight.
Yeah, right around the witching hour. But you guys are just arriving back into Dovla now, together. I'm assuming you guys head back to the inn?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Archaea spends some coin. She gets you guys all hot baths and your own room for tonight.
Wow.
Wow.
She says that she can't thank you enough for all of the service that you have given her over this last year.
With that, I kind of want to chat with her. I'm confident that these attacks have just been the wolves along with humans and bears. We just want to make sure that there's no Spriggan. So we were thinking that the three of us would go back up. If you'd like to help us investigate the lake, you're more than welcome.
Archaea says that she has pressing matters back home in Usola that she must attend to.
Makes sense. Will you be able to get the message to my friend when you get home, or do you require more of us before we've paid that debt?
It should be fine. I can deliver your message. It will take me some time, though. I'll have to return back to Usola, as that is where all of my instruments are.
Do you need something from my friend in order to get that message to him?
That's just what I was going to say next, is if you had anything on you, any trinket of sentimental value or anything that would connect you to this individual, it will make casting much more clear and concise.
I'm sure he's had a look at my bestiary and whatnot with the 100 pages.
He's certainly seen your entry on Olgog's and maybe even helped you with that a little bit.
I'm going to pull the page. I'm going to tell her I'll give you the original. Tonight I'm going to recreate this page, but I need this for my bestiary.
That should be more than enough to get some kind of location on your friend.
I'll get on that ASAP and get her the page.
She says, if you can have it to me tomorrow morning, that is when I'll be leaving. I was planning on staying here for a few days just to make sure that things had passed, but with the event in the West, I must return to my sisters.
I also want to give Arkea the message that I'd like to send to Bobby.
I'm guessing you have that written out, no?
So it's going to be Yulkin alive, artifact destroyed, investigating fallen stars.
I was going to ask about that. What was that? Because like, otherwise I just think there's stars falling out of the sky.
Arkea looks at you a little bit stone-faced. She just says, your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, phenomenal. That makes me feel so much better. Oh, you got real smart overnight. What do you think that was?
The sky is falling.
That's okay. That's not helpful.
Can't give you everything you want.
You know I don't want to hear that, but you said it anyways.
Before you go, I'd like to ask of you discretion.
She says, what kind of discretion do you seek from me?
People aren't too keen on the dead or dead adjacent. Of what you've seen of me, I'd like you to keep that quiet.
Your nature is safe with the likes of me. But I warn you, O, if you experience resistance to your nature, I assure you that there are other places in the world where that will only become exacerbated. Just be careful.
I will.
And the three of you take care of yourselves.
Likewise.
If there's anything else you need from me before I go, as I said, I'll be taking off tomorrow morning, so you can find me in my quarters before then.
Oh, as she's leaving, we're like, if you do see an Undock, tell him I say hi.
I'll tell them that Delavon Geshra still lives.
I like it.
Arkea thanks you one more time for all of the work that you have done with her over this last year. And with that, she retires to her quarters.
I think the plan of action now is to go investigate that lake, make sure that we don't have any loose ends. We should talk to Arkea in the morning and figure out whether we're actually going back to Cradleport or if we are going to go elsewhere, because I know I want to investigate those comets myself. I only have 50 years on this Earth, maybe less, so I need to do as much as I can while I'm here.
In either situation, we're not going back to Cradleport then, are we? Or Usola?
It doesn't make sense to. The only, like, don't get me wrong, I'd love to go back and do some research on the world and magic and whatnot, but there's much more pressing issues.
I mean, I wouldn't mind going back that direction anyways. I can help investigate that starfall, and then maybe I can make it back to the Undalakra, or sorry, the Okro.
The other thing we were talking about, we still have to deal with those acorns, and we were thinking that the Monowood would probably be a really good location for one.
How do you want to get there?
Blimps.
Well, we were thinking potentially the three of us split up. We've got three acorns. Maybe, he's got other objectives to the east, so maybe he goes out that way, you go to the Monowood, and I investigate. I don't know whether, like, which comet I'll try to hit up first, but I'll go to one of the two. I think the Quiet Rise would be another good place for one of the acorns. The gnomes have weird laws from the sounds of it, but I don't know. They're nature-like, maybe. I don't know.
Who's got objectives out east?
The only clue I have is to the east.
You want to go beyond the pass?
Well, because he's got to figure out how he was created, right?
God damn it, oh.
It doesn't have to be today.
That's fair, man. If you're going in the mountains, I'm going with you, dude.
I'm still learning. I don't know. I mean, it is on the back burners. It will happen. Just when is...
I don't feel equipped to go further into the mountains just yet.
I haven't felt equipped to do any of the things that I've done to this point, and yet somehow I've still made it happen, is kind of my thoughts, and it's like, time is of the essence.
Do I have any knowledge of any stories of people going into these mountains and coming back?
Delavon doesn't, I don't think. If you want, I can roll like a quick history check for you, though, just to be sure. Do you have history? What's your intelligence bonus?
Plus one. I got knowledge warfare, lore warfare.
Yeah, Delavon doesn't know.
It's a daunting task to think about going into those mountains right now.
It is.
Then I definitely don't want to go into these mountains yet.
Trust me, man. I know how you feel. I fought one frost orc once and got fucked. Like, literally got fucked. If I didn't have fire powers, I would have died. 100%. But they're terrified of fire. That's actually a good thing for you both to know.
If you guys are telling me I'm not ready, then I will take your word for it. I am not ready.
Yolkin retires to his bedroom in order to recreate the page from his bestiary. Delavon and O find themselves in the bathhouse, enjoying the fruits of their labor.
Is it both men and women that don't live long in his race? Causes through the curse?
Essentially. Yolkin can tell you more for sure. Stars that burn twice as bright burn for half as long.
So would you essentially retire at like 38?
It depends. A lot of them go right up towards the end where they start seeing signs. And once they start seeing signs, that's when they pass things along, because they know that it's not much for them anyway. And once they pass along their power, their degeneration happens even faster. Good rebounding effect.
What if they kept it and didn't pass it down?
See, they tried that once. That's where you end up with people like the Madfowl.
And he just went nuts.
Well, this is like over a millennium ago. He refused to pass it along. He did everything in his power to make sure that it wouldn't go along. It worked out very poorly for him.
I would assume that they passed their power on by having an heir, to be honest, just looking at the track record. I don't know if there's a ceremony involved.
Must be, because just having a child shouldn't just pass it on naturally. Mm-hmm. I was given the opportunity to learn a lot more. In Cradleport, I was offered knowledge.
Yeah, man, I get it. I do, but like, it's just cold, rocky knowledge out there. Full of apparently something called a frost orc.
I am only 2 years old. I could use that knowledge.
We can always get it later.
Do you have a more pressing issue?
I wouldn't mind seeing if the Undocks are alive. I am not going to lie. I am particularly curious about this star that has fallen. I would like to at least confirm it hasn't hit anywhere near my home.
That is a very long trek.
What's out there so bad that you want?
Vesha. If she's gone on her own, if she has, then she must be incredibly powerful. If not, then she has a small army or group of capable warriors with her.
Like, I'm down to go. I do think we should head back inland and prepare for something like that. Because we don't know what's past there. We know there's a bunch of orcs.
Well, to be honest, I don't know what's past anywhere.
All I'm saying is I'll go into the mountains if you want to go into the mountains, but I do think maybe even following him as far as Falkastair.
Maybe I don't need to chase my past or my history and just live my life.
Most of the living things that didn't go so far.
I could have been the exception. That's very reassuring.
Generally, we're hitting a consensus, I feel like, where we're not super stoked on these gentlemen we met out in the mountains.
I feel like that wasn't the last of them. That was only a handful.
I understand that. I'm wondering, should there not be someone maybe in Falvecla we should tell?
That's just it, though. We were sent here to deal with it because they were shorthanded.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. I understand that. But Falvecla might have at least a handful.
There could be an army up there.
Uh-huh.
I imagine I'm still in the tub. Should we prepare then? Set traps or defenses? Maybe they're looking to expand. I just worry that she'll nag on her deal with Yolkin on sending the message.
I don't understand. He's leaving.
He wants to leave, but I think he doesn't realize that we're not done here. One problem at a time. And we're here. Yeah. We're right here. I mean, until we find out what's really going on, we'll see what Jokin has to say first.
And that is where we'll end our session.
That donkey dragon moment where I was like, oh, you're a girl bear. Oh, of course, because you're just reeking of ursine beauty.